AP News.
Good morning. I'm Ed Donahue. President Biden says there is no need to panic over the new Omicron variant of the coronavirus.
Sooner or later, we're going to see cases of this new variant here in the United States. We'll have to face this new threat just as we face those that come before it.
First cases of the new variant have been reported in Japan and by France. President Biden is pushing for people to get vaccinated. The government is broadening its booster recommendation. Here's the AP's Mike Gracia.
The Centers for Disease Control and Prevention is now recommending COVID-19 booster shots for all adults because of the new variant Omicron. In a statement late Monday, CDC Director Dr. Rochelle Walensky said everyone ages 18 and older should get a booster shot either when they are 6 months after their initial Pfizer or Moderna series or 2 months after their initial J&J vaccine. The CDC had previously approved boosters for all adults, but only recommended boosters for those 50 years old and older or those living in long-term care facilities. Walensky also encouraged anyone who's feeling unwell to get tested for COVID-19. I'm Mike Gracia.
Authorities say the bodies of four people were found at a home in northeastern Indiana following a report of shots being fired. Police near Fort Wayne don't believe there was any current danger to the public. Newly released transcripts and text messages show CNN anchor Chris Cuomo had a bigger role than previously known in helping defend his brother, former New York Governor Andrew Cuomo, from sexual harassment allegations that forced him out of office. Chris Cuomo previously acknowledged it was a mistake to act as his brother's unofficial advisor. In Barbados, it was farewell to the Queen. It shed another vestige of its colonial past and became a republic for the first time in history. Prince Charles was among those at a ceremony today, ending Barbados's allegiance to Queen Elizabeth. Stock futures are lower. Asian stocks are lower as well. This is AP News. A Republican congresswoman who likened a Muslim colleague to a suicide bombing terrorist is not issuing a public apology.
There was a conversation between Republican Lauren Boebert of Colorado, who made anti-Muslim remarks against Congresswoman Ilhan Omar, at a constituents' gathering caught on tape. The call ended abruptly after Boebert rejected Omar's request for a public apology. Boebert previously apologized to anyone in the Muslim community she offended, but nothing to her Democratic colleague. Observers say these personal attacks have been going largely unchecked by House Republican leaders, and it's not clear how Democrats will respond. Omar herself was called out for an anti-Semitic comment in 2019 and pressured by House leadership to apologize, which she did. I'm Jackie Quinn.
Boebert says hanging up on someone is part of Cancel Culture 101. I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.